walk with me. Walk with me. This morning I was chilling out in London.
How dangerous is Lady Gaga? How dangerous? And we're talking to someone who's an expert, who is a professional in this kind of music industry.
I've been in the film industry for 20 years, and I finally now got that budget to go. We're going to do a feature. This is going to go out mainstream in the cinemas, blah, 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 all over the world, distribution. Okay, so they're trying to find what we've got.
But we got it, and then...
They're trying to find what we've got, and the Puff Daddies of the world, listen to them, they're like, this thing is just, we're just passers-by in this world. Mm-hmm. And you can see, it's like... How can you expect the heart to be content if it don't have a relationship with the one who created the heart? Yeah. I've sinned, like, I'm ashamed of my bad deeds, but that will never stop me getting on my knees. Like, I'm not doing good. Allah ain't going to bring good to me. It's a simple maths, really, by trying to fix your problems. The way of fixing your... Because another problem is going to come. Another problem, the way of fixing your problem by fixing that heart, fixing relationship with Allah, and you can handle problems. I never lose hope.
Never lose hope.
No one.
That's a key. Never lose hope.
I speak to myself, if I can't turn to Allah to help, if Allah can't help me, no one can help me. The Iman helps that woman move her hijab from there to there. Iman does that. Like, not. And so, but we're not.
You went through some struggles, I can imagine.
Oh, major struggles. Major struggles. Whoever made me, whoever created me, show me a sign. Guide me and show me a sign.
Beautiful.
This is the deal.
Assalamu alaikum, it's been a long time, but reunited. Guess who's here with me? Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Alhamdulillah, it's a pleasure, bro.
Just like absolute it was yesterday, pleasure. Huh?
Imagine that, yeah.
I always
remember
we shared a room, we got up, prayed Fajr together, and then we were on our different paths, but Allah got a plan. He's the best of planners, we're back together again.
That's right.
How's it been?
Alhamdulillah, a lot's happening, man. A lot's happened since. More of the same, more traveling. Telling that story of my conversion to Islam in so many different cities. I found myself in like Australia, South Africa, Malaysia, all over the world. Like, yeah, just working with the young people. We've got the Spot Project now, so we built an orphanage in Gambia and a school. So yeah, alhamdulillah, man, good work.
Let's talk about a few of the points you spoke about, having this dunya in your hand. Most people, they have it in their heart.
Yeah.
And then that's when you're doomed.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
I just feel like I notice it's easier to notice the situation and the state we're in because of how the world's moved forward, like social media. So with things like social media, it's like it's more clear now. You can actually see like the state.
Yeah.
Just reading comments alone, you can see the state of the people, like when you read comments, because you just think, wow, is this what we're on? Is this what we're upon? Just the comments. Like, even if I saw something, someone doing something terrible, I don't know if I could comment something rude to them. Like, I just feel like being a religious person and being a rude person doesn't mix, regardless of what it is. And then see so much anger, so much rude, and so much people chasing like fame.
Yeah,
chasing fame. Everyone wants to be famous. This is my YouTube. Hey guys. Good morning, guys. It's like, who's these guys you're talking to? Like, there's this fame thing, and I'm thinking, we're chasing so much in this life. And I just checked myself one day. So I was doing that rhyme. I was freestyling, and I was just like I remember when it was so simple. And I don't know if it's because of like the Snapchats and the Instagrams, but I remember that's why I was like, Allah, bring us back to how we was in the start.
Yes.
How we was in the start, like keep this dunya in our hands and not in our hearts. Like, this dunya is just, we're just passers by in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see that some people, it's like, it's damaging. Like, all of us, Allah needs to protect all of us and myself as well. Definitely.
We have to constantly be renewing our intentions and remember what the goal is.
Yeah.
To move out of the way and just point people towards Allah, towards the Creator.
Yeah.
Not us,
yeah,
but towards Allah. You mentioned also celebrities, and specifically you're talking about, because you have a lot of those people out there that, and that's what's important, having the right intention. Not to pick on sisters, anyone in particular, or brothers, but this was particular where you had mentioned, like, a lot of youth, they look up to, let's say, a celebrity YouTuber, and she's got the, you know, she's doing the fashion hijabs or whatnot, and next thing you know, like, wow, and they're empowered. Next thing you know, she takes it off. Now you attach your heart to her, and now she takes it off. What do you do now?
Very, very dangerous. And this is why, even myself, a lot of my albums, I used to say things like, I'm not a role model. Because, like don't follow us as the people. Like, don't put us on that pedestal. Mm-hmm. Like, we're just humans. Like, we're not, like one of the scholars said, we're not the NBA. Like, we can't, today we might say something, tomorrow we can change that thing. We're just human. So, and now this is it. We've gone, moved on with the time, but this is where we've got a task, because the scholars, the people with the knowledge, you know, a man is graduated from Medina University, amazing knowledge. He can benefit all of us. He's got 300 followers online.
Yeah.
But I know a girl who's good at plucking eyebrows and doing this, I don't know, contour lining on the cheeks.
She got
and
3 million. Maybe,
she's got 3 million. So there's two things. It shows that what we're interested in and what we're really inspired by. And another thing is, how are we going to build that bridge, that gap between the people of knowledge and the audience?
Now you're talking, yes.
We exactly, need to try to get a way where they want to listen to that and win them back. But yeah, it's very dangerous, because and what seems to happen is, okay, this sister's like, hey guys, and then she's taking it, and everyone's love, I love you, she's a hijabi, I look up to you, then she takes it off, and then it's like, now you're leading people astray. But it's like, then we're attacking her and saying, you're leading all these people astray, da 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 da, which is quite understandable, but then she's depressed and wants to commit suicide. She's not under, like, so we've got to be careful in every way.
Yeah.
In every way. And I think the main thing is building up everyone's faith, because I just feel like we're pointing out who's doing wrong and who's doing right, and what's halal and what's haram, and what's good and what's bad, and they're bad and we're good, and these are good and they're bad and we're bad. And it, but if everyone builds up their iman, mm-hmm. their faith, it helps us stay away from the bad and run towards the good.
Mm-hmm.
The iman helps us follow the rules. The iman helps that woman move her hijab from there to there.
Yeah,
iman does that. Like, not, and so, but we're not focusing on the iman, the faith. We're just focusing on, yeah, you're bad. You're, so I think we need to, like, even Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, she said, if they came to us with the rules straight away, we'd have ran away.
Yeah.
First, we learned faith.
Mm-hmm.
And our faith became good. Then it was easier to follow the rules. So I think we need to figure out a way of spreading this faith, this iman, like, building it up. And then I think we'll have those youngsters, once they got proper iman, they won't look up to these YouTubers.
Yeah.
They'll start looking up to people who they're meant to look up to.
Yeah.
The YouTubers, once they got proper iman, they'll start fearing. Like, because I know me, one of the scariest things is fame. I go to these events and it's scary. It's scary. That's why I try and talk about it so much in my rhymes.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, so...
Because that's a medicine back for yourself now, because
yeah.
you're reminding yourself of your purpose,
myself.
Why you're here. Mm-hmm. But you are someone that can obviously identify with the culture,
yeah.
with the youth, with the adults. It's not just the youth, it's the adults and people who are going through that lifestyle, that chasing. Like you were saying, that you were amazed that you left that lifestyle.
Yeah,
I was there, been done that. We understand that. We understand that, what that tastes like. And then we understand what the deen, what the deen is and what it tastes like. And the substance that it carries, how that is basically an empty shell. It's you can never fill the void in the heart by giving it the dunya.
Mm.
But when you have that iman and you have that connection with your creator, that fills the void. How do you like to bridge now, when obviously former Christian in the music industry, how dangerous it is for someone coming in? I mean personally, when I came in, I started to make slow steps, obviously, but a lot of the poisons, you have, like, I call it STD, spiritually transmitted diseases. How dangerous is Lady Gaga? How dangerous, and we're talking to someone who's an expert, who is a professional in this kind of music industry, how dangerous is, I mentioned Lady Gaga because I don't know who's the most popular right now, right?
Yeah.
But if you want to grow in this iman, if you want to grow in your deen, how quickly should you start to get rid of it and replace it? Maybe with things like what you're singing, you know, the rhymes without all of the, you know, all of that crazy stuff. And
I think, all right, what I can say, not saying how dangerous they are, but one thing you notice is the Lady Gagas or whatever the world, they're looking for faith. They're trying to find something. They're trying to find what we've got.
But we got it, and then...
They're trying to find what we've got, and then that's what's mad, and it's that we're trying to find what they've got. But they are, those people, I'm telling you, all those celebs, they're all like... You listen to them speak, the Puff Daddies of the world, listen to them, they're like, I want to meditate, or I want to go to, like, Thailand and do... They're all trying to find peace.
They're talking.
Everyone's trying to find peace.
You can see that in the
people. Yeah. All of them. Do research on them. Watch their interviews. Don't listen to their music. Watch their interviews. And you'll hear they're all looking for a way out, or trying to find peace, or trying to find inner peace. all looking for it. Everyone's searching for this inner peace. And it's like, we've got the gem. We've actually already got that gem, but we don't value it. Like, we don't understand the value of this gem. But they're all looking for that inner peace. All of them, all of them, all of them. Like, and that's why we need to value what we already have. Like, definitely, we already have that gem.
Value the treasure before you lose it, because it's easy. A man will take a few steps, lose his soul. She'll lose her soul. It's that
that's
easy,
it,
right?
That's it. The heart. Everyone in this world just wants to be happy. Everyone just wants to be happy. And the problem with us is we look for happiness in all the wrong areas. We don't actually know what will make us happy. We think our desires will make us happy. But there's a God above us that knows what will really make us happy. And the truth is, that Lord that created us and everything around us, it's like, how can you expect the heart to be content if it don't have a relationship with the one who created the heart?
Yes.
Like, you're searching in all the wrong areas.
Absolutely.
There's simplicity. It's like... there's simplicity in it. We need to more focus on our relationship with that God. Mm-hmm. And that will solve all the problems.
Yeah,
that will solve everything.
A couple more things. You come into this deen, and it's not, as Allah, the Creator, is telling us, do you think that you're just going to say, I believe, and you're not going to be tested? There's many challenges. People come in expecting it to be a smooth ride. Calamities hit. They don't use the tools of Islam. And then a lot of people, they leave out, but you stayed in. You've stayed through the struggles.
Focusing on the wrong things.
So tell us, what are some of the things that helped you as a new Muslim to get through many of the challenges? You went through some struggles, I can imagine.
Oh, major struggles. Like, you know what helped me? It's like, I'm on this journey, and I feel like it's keeping that faith in Allah. Like, you know what it is? Allah, I remember listening to things. Allah, it's like Allah is how his servant sees him. So I'm saying to myself, all right, I'm going to use I believe you are the most merciful. You are of forgiving. And so when I'm in situations, I don't doubt Allah. I see some people, they're like, they lose hope. It's like, I speak to someone, they're like, but my father passed away and this has happened. And they lost hope. Like, they're not going to, I said, what, you're not going to pray? I never lose hope, no matter what. I don't lose hope. I just think, Allah, get me out of this. No matter what I've done, I say at the end of Traveller, I've sinned, I'm ashamed of my bad deeds, but that will never stop me getting on my knees. Like, I could do a sin. Some people sin and they don't want to go back to the mosque. They feel like they're dirty. I can't go to the mosque. I can't pray. I never lose hope.
No one. That's the key. Never lose hope.
I just think to myself, if I can't turn to Allah to help, if Allah can't help me, no one can help me.
You got that?
And some people think, I know some guys, like, they're going through problems at home. They're struggling. And he's like, he's gone back to the streets to make money. Like,
he hits the struggle, goes back to the streets.
Goes back to the streets, but he's got a good excuse. His mum's sick and this is bad and da da da. And we've got to pay the bills. So I'm going to hit the streets. I'm going to sell these. I'm going to do criminal activities to make money. I said, okay, so that's going to help. What? So you think that? You don't think that Allah is going to help you? You think that you doing... Because my thing is this. You see, when I sin, I think that I await the punishment. Like, I think that if I'm not doing good, Allah ain't going to bring good to me. It's just a simple maths, really. So, like, I just think if I do good, Allah will bring good to me. If I do bad, Allah's going to bring bad to... Like, not, but in that kind of way is how I look at it. So I was thinking, you can't be on the streets doing all of that. And I think Allah's going to... You're going to end up ruining yourself even more. You're not going to fix your problems by trying to fix your problems. The way of fixing your... Because another problem is going to come. The way of fixing your problem by fixing that heart, fixing relationship with Allah, and you can handle problems. Then you can handle anything. Like, I feel like when you've got a good relationship with God, Allah, you can handle anything that this world, this dunya throws at you. Because this dunya is not in your heart. It's just in your hands. So you can handle everything that it throws at you. So that's kind of one way. And experience, though, I don't want to talk like... Because experience is a great teacher, so... I've gone up and I'm going back down. So when you experience that drop, then the next time you get up, your experience has taught you. So I don't want to look like anyone. Like, I've had to experience these ups and downs. Like, I went through them days where money becomes hard, and like, I'm battling with the film industry a lot. So I went through a stage where I said, I won't make movies again. Like, nah, because the movies are this, that, I'm too religious now to be in movies. And then I was like, they offered me a movie 2012, I think it was, like 6 years, 7 years ago, and it was like, but the scenes you're in, there's nothing haram in, you know, like. So then I'm like, okay, maybe I'll do that movie, because the money's... So I go through my battles, and then it's like everything that comes with it, and the fame. And then a youngster says to me, pulls me in the mosque and he's like, "Muslim Bilal, I see you in that movie. Why would you play in a bad man?" Fucking, oh my gosh, like, saying I'm playing, like, you know, this is how the kid's looking at me. He's like, because in the film I'm acting as a bad guy. I was thinking, yeah. But
so the kid got you thinking now.
Yeah,
the kid. And you don't know Allah sending signs.
Kid's about 7 years old.
Yeah.
Kid was about 7 years old and he came up to me and said that. I was like, wow. So I go through my own tests. We all go through tests. But that's why I say, like, you just got to have that faith in Allah. And then now, look at that. I always say in travel, like, the same track, I say, you give up something for Allah, he replaces it with something better. I remember when I said, all right, you know what? That's it now. I'm not going to do no more movies like that. Make them things, and I started doing certain good things that I, maybe inshallah they accepted in the path of Allah. And then I get funding to do a proper feature film, like a big release feature film that I've always wanted to do. That is within the boundaries, like no music, no nudity, no swearing,
clean.
No scenes of sexual nature, not even a swear word in this film, like. And about a revert to Islam, my story. And I was just like, this is what I always wanted to do, because I make film for a living, but I've never wanted to do them. I wanted to utilize it, but there's no money. And that's why you got Muslims, like Allah reward them, trying to make like films, dawah films, but it's not real films, like with real backing and real money. Like, you're not going to compete with the Slumdog Millionaires and, you know, City of God, like these films, because it's low budget. And I've been in the film industry for 20 years and I finally now got that budget to go, we're going to do a feature. This is going to go out mainstream in the cinemas, blah, 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 all over the world, distribution. Mm-hmm. And like, so, you have to have faith in Allah. Look, you have to never give up, never lose hope.
So where can people see this film that's coming out?
So this film...
Is it done already or it's in the
works? No. We're in pre-production now. We've been in pre-production for the last couple of months. We start shooting in January.
Yeah.
We won't finish shooting till March. So we're shooting for like 7 weeks, some in London, some abroad. I don't want to give too much, but it's shot half in the UK and half in another country. And then we're going to editing stage. So it won't be till the end of 2019, end of the summer. We'll try to aim for summer 2019 or the end of 2019. It'll be out. And inshallah, it will be a worldwide release in the cinemas.
So look out for Muslim Bilal here on the Dean Show. And last piece of advice, someone never heard the name of Allah. Someone is tuning in, just came from a rock concert, hip-hop concert, and they're depressed. They've been doing all sorts of things. They're tuning in, and they like what we have to say. Where do you recommend people start?
I think you should just call out.
Call out.
And say, whoever made me,
Allah,
whoever made me, whoever created me, show me a sign. Guide me and show me a sign.
Beautiful.
And Allah is going to guide them.
Isn't that simple? That's your homework now. Be sincere, be genuine, and ask the creator of the heavens and earth, the ultimate, the reality, the one who created you, to guide you. Thank you, JazakAllah.
Pleasure.
Thank you, my brother. Always a pleasure to have you back on the Deen Show.
Definitely. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.